So I'm here today to talk a little about maternal depressive symptoms and breastfeeding duration in Hispanic mothers. And as Marianne said, these data are part of the Starting Early study, and I'd like to thank the investigators and researchers on Starting Early. And I, too, have nothing to disclose. Excuse me. As background, the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends breastfeeding for the first year of life. In New York, approximately 33% of infants are still breastfed by age 10 to 12 months. Maternal characteristics such as low income and education are associated with lower breastfeeding rates. C-section delivery and maternal work status also impact breastfeeding duration. Depression and the symptoms of depression are common in low socioeconomic status mothers, but little is known about how prenatal depression may affect rates, duration, and intensity of breastfeeding. So today, using the Starting Early data, our aim is to determine the impact of prenatal depressive symptoms and other factors on breastfeeding duration in the first year of life in a sample of low socioeconomic status Hispanic mothers. As I said, the data are from Starting Early, and so I'm going to talk a little bit about the overall design of Starting Early, which is a randomized control trial which starts in the third trimester of pregnancy. Mother-infant pairs are followed until the child turns 3 years of age, and the first children are just starting to turn three now. The two groups being compared in the RCT is the Starting Early intervention versus regular standard of care. And the study happens at an urban public hospital in New York City at prenatal and pediatric clinics. Starting Early has a staff that's fully bilingual of research assistants and nutritionists to work with the mothers. So our research assistants enrolled a consecutive sample of pregnant women. The women are screened for eligibility at and after their initial OB visit, and then their eligibility is reassessed and consent is obtained by the research assistants between 26 and 30 weeks. And then the mothers are randomized to either control or intervention at 32 weeks to reduce the possibility of enrolling someone who subsequently has a preterm birth. So we do baseline interviews between at 26 and 32 weeks, and then we randomize. In terms of inclusion criteria, at baseline, the mothers are 26 weeks or more pregnant, with a maternal age of 18 and older. They have an uncomplicated singleton pregnancy, self-identify as Hispanic, and they plan both to deliver and have pediatric care at the study site. And we have an exclusion criteria mainly of significant maternal physical or mental illness, because it seems that most of our moms provided us with a working phone. So today, in the current analysis, I've included all women, both control and intervention, who completed a 10-month interview before the baby turned 1 year old. The dependent variable is any breastfeeding at 10 months, coded from a question about what kind of milk the baby drinks at 10 months. And the independent variable was depressive symptoms, coded from the PHQ-9 instrument. So I'm not focusing on the intervention today, but I'm going to briefly describe intervention components. Mothers randomized to the intervention groups get individual nutrition counseling prenatally and postpartum. They go to nutrition and parenting support groups coordinated with all well child visits in the first 3 years of life. And almost all, if not all, of those groups take place in Spanish. They receive plain language handouts in English and Spanish designed to reinforce program messages, and we also give out nutrition education DVDs. I think that these photographs are from the 15-month group about the children feeding themselves. So in terms of results, the mothers at baseline, 63% of them had a pre-pregnancy BMI of greater than 25. We have a mean age of 27 years. 38% of the women are having their first child, and only 21% of the mothers are U.S. born. The non-U.S. born mothers, of the non-U.S. born mothers, about half are from Mexico. We also have a lot of Ecuadorian, Colombian, and Dominican mothers, but there are mothers from all over South America and the Caribbean. A third had an education of less than high school, and 20% were working at the baseline interview. Among women who were still in the program at the 10-month interview, about 30% had depressive symptoms, and most of them had mild depressive symptoms. Anyone who had a diagnosis and had been hospitalized for depression had been dropped before enrollment. So 60% of the women in the analysis report breastfeeding at 10 months. So compared to state average, we're doing pretty well. But of those who do any breastfeeding at 10 months, 26% had prenatal depressive symptoms. Of those with no breastfeeding at 10 months, 38% had prenatal depressive symptoms. Again, with the C-section delivery, only 18% of those with any breastfeeding at 10 months had had a C-section delivery, compared with 31% of those who were not breastfeeding at 10 months. Similarly, those who are currently working, among those with any breastfeeding, only 18% were currently working, compared with 38% of those who were doing no breastfeeding. So we see there are quite a few barriers to breastfeeding. There's a graphical representation of the data in unadjusted analyses. In our logistic regression, those with prenatal depressive symptoms had only half the odds of breastfeeding at 10 months compared to those who didn't. Similarly, C-section delivery had less than half the odds of still breastfeeding at 10 months, and the same odds for currently working. The other characteristics trended toward breastfeeding at 10 months, but were not significantly related. So in conclusion, prenatal depressive symptoms were independently related to breastfeeding at 10 months in our sample. Work status and C-section delivery were also independently related to breastfeeding. Of course, our study has many limitations. These were self-reported data on breastfeeding, which we did not verify. It was unknown whether or not the mothers had a formal diagnosis of a major depressive disorder, And all the mothers were low-income Hispanic women who lived in New York City, so the results might not be generalizable. However, our findings do suggest that even mild depressive symptoms decrease breastfeeding duration, and so screening for prenatal depressive symptoms might help to identify women at risk for early breastfeeding cessation to help encourage them. That is the list of our staff. I'd like to acknowledge them and thank you very much.